fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to talk this morning about identity, purpose, and destiny. The New Testament is filled with teaching, the testimony of the apostles, the teaching of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the life of the apostles that are given to us in Scripture, the truth about how they lived, what Jesus taught, and it reveals to us time and time again what's the source of our identity, what's our purpose in life, and what's our ultimate destiny. Human beings are always wrestling with those, and the devil works hard to tempt us and to sell us false identities that'll lead us into a purpose here on earth that is never going to fulfill us. And then ultimately, he wants to knock us off course so we don't reach our ultimate destiny. Of course, one of the most beautiful places that we begin to see the unfolding of our identity in the Gospels is the story of Jesus' baptism, where he enters the waters of the Jordan River and his cousin John the Baptist baptizes him. And as Jesus is baptized and he steps out of the river, what happens is there's a theophany, there's a revelation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's something very intimate and beautiful that's communicated in that baptism. I'll just read it here and then reflect on it a little bit, apply it to the battle that each of us go through in our daily lives, and the battle in this fallen world that exists to fight for, and the need to fight for and lay hold of our identity, which is given to us. Our identity is something we receive. It's not something we create or something we manufacture. But there's a constant temptation to do just that. But when we do it, and it doesn't matter how big an identity we shape for ourselves or how much we're engaged in some kind of work here in this world or goals that we want to accomplish, it will never fulfill us. It never reaches the core of our being. And ultimately, if we lean on those things, they can become idols. The devil can sell us false identities. And if we embrace those things, they ultimately leave us empty. But here's the story of Jesus' baptism. Chapter 3 of Matthew's Gospel. There's one in each of the Gospels, but here's Matthew's account. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? And Jesus answered, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And behold, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Jesus' baptism in this moment is a revelation of the relationship between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. The communion of persons, which is the ground of all life and being. Everything that is flows from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the love that they share and the communion and the unity that's theirs. And what does the Father say about Jesus? He identifies him. He doesn't say, here's my prophet, here's my teacher, here's my great political leader for you, here's my solution. He says, this is my beloved Son. When we're baptized into Christ, we come out of the waters of baptism. The words that the Father directs toward the Son are the same words he says to each one of us. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter. The whole reason Jesus came was to deal with all that separates us from living in this reality. Original sin, the fall, separation from God, it puts us in a state of alienation. And the Scripture talks about that as a darkened mind. One reference. We can't see where we've come from. We can't see who we are. We don't really know our destiny. Jesus comes as the light to the world that's in darkness. And the light that he reveals is the truth about God. Who's God? Who's God the Father? The truth about who you are. Where do you come from? What kind of being are you? What are you doing here? Where's your life headed? And Jesus reveals it. He not only speaks it to us, he shows it to us. He's incarnate. God's word in the beginning of John's gospel, that first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the word and the word was with God. The word is Christ, the Son of God, who was spoken by the Father. God the Father, through Jesus, is speaking a word to you and me. He's speaking words, again, about who he is. Jesus said, to see me is to see the Father. So the mystery of who God is, humanity's always been God-directed, but humanity didn't have the clarity about who God is. Who's God in his heart, in his essence? What kind of relationship do I have to God? Is it possible? What's God's nature? And Jesus comes to reveal to us who God is. God pulls back the veil, and he allows us to see, and we begin to see what Jesus sees. And this is what Christian faith is about. It's seeing as Jesus sees. Jesus sees the Father, and he reveals him to us. God speaks through Jesus. God wants to be known, and he wants us to know that the love he has for the Son, he has for us. And he wants us to know, as Jesus helps us come to see, that we are in a state of alienation and separation from God. That's the human condition. Nobody is born into this relationship that Jesus has with the Father. To have this share in this relationship, we need to be born again by water and the Spirit. It's God's gift. It's the whole purpose Jesus came. The Father came to restore us to what he intended for us in making us. He wants to be united to us. He wants us to see who we are in light of him. He wants us to be part of that communion in his love with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Father's heart toward Jesus is one of profound love. This is my Son, my beloved Son. And so this is a revelation of the identity that Jesus wants to bestow on us. And how does that happen? Jesus removes from us our guilt, our shame, our sin. That's why he came to die. He didn't come just to tell us this and to say he knew something more was needed than to just simply come and tell everybody, hey, gotta shake everybody up and say, you're the beloved. You're the beloved of the Father. He had to do something because he knew our fundamental identity, our fundamental nature has been profoundly affected by original sin and the alienation that comes from that. Separation from God, which produces in us tremendous guilt, shame, and at the same time, ignorance of God. Many people live in fear of God, the wrong kind of fear of God, that he's a distant, angry, impersonal being. Jesus came to reveal the truth about who God is to us, but he also came to make it possible for us to grasp it and then to enter into it. Through dying on the cross, there's so much revelation there. I'll talk about that tomorrow, about what Jesus wants to show us about ourselves on the cross. But he dies on the cross to deal with the sin problem, which is at the root of our distorted and confused and fallen identity. And he does that by removing sin through the shedding of his blood and cleansing us and making it possible for us to then receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Third person of the Trinity who's here at Jesus' baptism. And it's that gift of the Holy Spirit that allows us to be born again by water and the Spirit. And we're born into the family of God. We're now children of God in a way we never were before. Humanity bears the image of God, but that image is marred by sin. And we can see how often people are disconnected from their identity in God, disconnected from the purpose for which they've been called to live. And so Jesus revealed that purpose and confused about our destiny. More and more people in society today are saying we don't really have a destiny beyond death. The elites and some of the greatest minds in society today say there is nothing beyond death. There's simply nothing there. So any destiny we have is here on this earth. And so we're caught then in a battle between the kingdom of darkness that wants to claim there is nothing more than here, and the kingdom of light, which says, no, there's a glorious destiny beyond this life. The kingdom of darkness that wants to say, this is all an absurd accident. You're nothing more than matter in motion. There's nothing significant about you. There's nothing ultimate about you. And you have no fundamental given purpose. It's yours to create. Do whatever you want with it. Manufacture it yourself. Let your own identity and your own purpose be your achievement. Don't receive it from anybody. There's nobody to receive it from. On the other hand, here's the kingdom of God. Jesus coming to us and saying, you are formed in the palm of God the Father's hand. God exists. He's a loving Father. He made you. You belong to Him. He made you for Himself so that you can share in His love and you can share in the communion of life in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And your purpose in life, as Jesus revealed, is to obey God, is to live a life of absolute surrender and trust that's modeled by Jesus and then the apostles and those who followed Jesus, to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, and follow in the footsteps of Jesus and engaging in His restoration project, His mission in this world to seek and save those who don't know God and are separated from God and are living without that destiny. So Jesus reveals to us so profoundly in such a complete way the security He had as a son in the presence of the Father, so secure and so grounded and strengthened by it, it didn't matter the circumstances of this world. Jesus wasn't looking to have His identity fulfilled in this world. He wasn't looking to find His purpose here, but He received that from the Father and He lived it out here. And He knew that nothing could separate Him ultimately from His destiny. His destiny here on earth, the purpose He came was to what? To seek and save the lost. That's you and that's me. For the purpose what? So that He could deal with what separates us from God, to bring us home, to make it possible for us to live and to discover and to live in our fundamental identity as beloved sons and daughters of a loving Father who is merciful and kind and gentle and tender and just fundamentally loving. And that's His orientation toward you. And Jesus reveals our ultimate destiny to live in the glory of God. So we live, friends, in this constant battle in the world between these two kingdoms. One kingdom of darkness is selling us lies, counterfeit identities, hopelessness ultimately, and tempting us to try to escape that hopelessness and despair by buying a pack of lies. The temptations we talked about a few weeks ago from 1 John, for example, that the devil wants to tempt us into yielding to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. What's that? The lust of the flesh is to escape into pleasure in this life, to pursue bodily pleasures and the like, to be able to find distraction and to numb us and to just fill ourselves with pleasure. The lust of the eyes. What's the lust of the eyes? That's the glitter of gold and possessions to acquire and to have, to just fill our lives with more things. And thirdly, the pride of life, which is to seek the honors of this world, the honor and glory of men, to pursue those things. The temptation is to be distracted, to turn away from God, and to radically pursue these things, to fill the hole in us that is empty because we don't know God. We're made to know God, and without, we're empty, and these things become for us counterfeits. We're going to talk very practically tomorrow about what that looks like in our lives and how that unfolds and how we can battle it and how we can come into a new way of living, a life empowered by the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ, knowing exactly who we are, why we're here, and where we're going. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.